When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby in the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our special guest this evening, the distinguished and dynamic pianist-composer, Duke Ellington. Say, don't look now, Bing, but has it occurred to you that John Scott Trotter has dropped a little ballast?
Oh, yes. That boy has definitely taken a modicum of Scott off Trotter, don't you think?
Yeah. How'd he do it?
Diet.
Oh, yeah. What diets are you using? Harper's Bazaar diet or 18-day diet?
It's a brand new diet, Ken.
Oh, what's it called?
The Battle of the Bulge. Now, while we accentuate the positive, he's going to try and de-emphasize his derriere. You've got to accent. Chewate the positive. Eat. Mind it to negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum. The drummer dropped his bridge work. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, I said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. You've got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch right on to who the affirmative. And don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy right up to the maximum. Bring gloom right down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium. Liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. That's right on to who the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No,
don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Of positive value to the ladies who man the pantry is the ensuing info from our eminent associate, a man with a message.
With an eagle eye on the ration point budget, many of you homemakers may have decided that some treats will just have to be given up for the time being. But here's a treat you really shouldn't give up. Probably you used to think of it only as a special party fixin', but today you recognize it as a very nutritious food that helps with the ration budget. I speak of smooth-spreading Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Made from milk and cream, Philadelphia brand cream cheese is a splendid energy food that also offers vitamin A and other valuable milk nutrients. And it helps you out with one of your biggest meal problems when you let the folks spread its richness on the breakfast toast or luncheon sandwiches. On buying cream cheese, it's doubly important these days to get genuine Philadelphia brand with Kraft's guarantee of freshness. Whenever you spend precious points for nutritious cream cheese, remember to see the brand name, Philadelphia, on every package you buy.
Here comes that gal again, meaning Eugenie Baird, who I believe you'll find has a very provocative way with a ballad, especially a song like There Goes That Song Again. You ready, Eugenie?
Yes, sir.
We'll lay it right in there.
There goes that song again. We used to call it our serenade. We fell in love when we heard it played over and over and over and over again. I still remember when I sang the words and they made you mine. I'd steal a kiss and repeat each line over and over and over and over, and then we drifted apart. You walked off with my heart. It's funny how one listen just starts me reminiscing. I'd soon forget that yen I told myself when you said so long. But I was wrong. There goes that song again.
That was mighty smooth, Eugenie. I really loved it. Riding through here, we ought to rock a little, I think, with the charioteers, as usual, replete with reet rhythm and ready for running wild.
Now, no gal will ever make a fool of me. No gal, I mean just what I say. Not the simpleton I used to be. Wonder how I got that way. Once I was full of sentiment, 'tis true, but now I've got a cruel heart. With all that other foolishness I'm through, gonna play.
Lost control,
running wild,
mighty bold,
feeling gay,
reckless too, every mile, all the time, never blue.
Always going,
don't know where,
always showing,
I don't care,
don't love nobody,
it's not worthwhile.
I'm all alone,
running wild,
lost control, running wild, mighty bold, feeling gay. Every mile, all the time, never lose.
Why? I'm just running wild.
That's wild enough for me, men. You really sung up a storm here tonight. We're happy this evening to welcome back an old friend to the hall. He's triple threat talent, equally deft with the old 88, on the podium, writing such memorable melodies as Mood Indigo, Sophisticated Lady, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, and his newest, Don't You Know I Care. This, of course, could only be Duke Ellington. Last night downtown, the Duke presided over a triumphal jazz concert, one of those occasions when the more solid set takes over the Philharmonic. A rare event, sir. Am I not right?
It was rare, all right. There was many a Joe at the Philharmonic last night who'd never dug Phil before. But naturally, a lover of the classics like yourself is a familiar sight at the concert hall.
Well, many who have seen me at the concert hall have said I'm a sight. That's what they've said. Duke, am I to understand you consider me a long hair?
Well, yes.
Well, round again in case what used to be but ain't no more.
I see what you mean.
You get me. Well, let's watch it.
Well, I'll tell all the cats that you haven't gone highbrow.
Not musically, Duke, I haven't.
I see. Does a highbrow like yourself happen to know if Sinatra goes for the old jump and jive?
Sinatra? Well, he jives maybe, but how far can that boy jump, Duke, really?
Is that boy really beat to his Bobby socks?
Please, we highbrows refer to them as Jose Robert. By the way, if you happen to be looking for a new theme, I have a little thing here that I wrote.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that you're writing tunes, too.
Well, it's just a little thing that's been jogging my noggin. I thought it might be another A-train.
Lay it on me gently.
You're going to get me out of this, aren't you?
Well, that's good.
Like
it's too bad that you didn't think of it about 15 or 20 years ago when I was just starting out.
Why?
Well, that's when it was good.
Well, I've got a better one. I'm loaded tonight. I've got a better one bouncing around in the old cerebellum, too. I've even got a sharp title for it.
What's it called?
Way Down Deep.
Say, that's a good title. Way Down Deep.
Isn't that nice?
Where'd you get it?
I dug it.
We'll plant it back with Count Basie.
We'll take it up with the Count. How's for you deploying with John Scott Trotter and his merry men to dig us your inimitable arrangement of Frankie and Johnny? The old Duke was right tonight, right as rain. And thank you, Duke. Comes now our worthy colleague with the cogent communique for all who got to cope with the kitchen.
From the Kraft Kitchen, I bring you some suggestions that help the ration point budget and also spark up ration meals. Sometimes for luncheon or supper or for Sunday morning breakfast, have golden waffles with maple syrup. And use this simple point-saving trick. Spread the hot waffles with rich, delicious Philadelphia brand cream cheese. After your folks have tasted how wonderful that is, let them have Philadelphia brand cream cheese sometimes to spread on their breakfast toast or muffins. That fresh, rich cream cheese flavor goes great with a bit of tart jelly. Now, these ideas may sound a little luxurious to you for wartime meals, but actually they help stretch your ration points, and they're mighty sound from the nutritional standpoint, too. You see, Philadelphia brand cream cheese is a splendid energy food, offers vitamin A and other milk nutrients as well. But the very important thing is to get genuine Philadelphia brand, the kind that's absolutely guaranteed fresh by Kraft. Now more than ever, it's smart to look for the words Philadelphia brand on every single package of cream cheese you buy.
Here's a new tune. It's really a branny. It's contrived by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. Judy Garland and I recently made a record of this, but Judy's spending so much time in St. Louis lately, I got Eugenie Baird to take off her part.
Thank you.
got me where you want me, and I hope you're satisfied.
You got me where you want me, and you hardly even try.
A single look was all I took, and then, starry-eyed, I watched my poor old heart go on that roller coaster ride.
I say I won't grow tender, but I know darn well I will. My hopes are pretty slender, and my chances almost nil.
Why should I try to alibi when anyone can see? You got me where you want me, and it's where I wanna be.
Got me where you want me, and I hope you're satisfied.
Oh, you got me where you want me, and you never even tried.
A single look was all I took, and then starry-eyed,
I watched my poor old heart go on that roller coaster ride.
I say I won't grow tender,
but I know darn well you will.
Hopes are pretty slender,
and my chances almost nil.
Why should I try to alibi when anyone can see?
You've got me where you want me.
Ooh, you got me where you want me, and it's where I wanna be. And it's where I wanna be.
Mississippi, a movie tale of riverboat days, had one of the most pleasant scores that we can recall. The agreeable tunes were largely by that redoubtable duo, Rogers and Hart, with an occasional assist by the mighty Stephen C. Foster. These songs were first heard way back in the days when Cousin Kensington Carpenter, the Palomar Ball's outstanding Lindy Hopper. Right, cuz?
Oh, Bing, we of the sharper set thought of it as the Shim Sham Shuffle.
I never knew.
Yes.
I never knew.
1935. Everybody was playing a game called Handies.
Oh, what fun.
Remember that? Reformers declared that walking marathons were only for people without sense.
Now they're for guys without gas.
And that same year, Tin Pan Alley taunted us with a reminder that Annie doesn't live here anymore.
And today, the only way to get an apartment is to know Annie before she moved out. But that year, as in every year, guys and gals knew that a mighty pleasant place to stroll was down by the river.
Once we walked alone down by the river, all the world our own. Down by the river, maybe the river made our love song start. Full was the river, yet more full my heart. So I love you too, you and the river. I'll be there for you, I and the river. You will remember when you hear my song down where the river rolls along.
1935, the year cafeteria society spent New Year's Eve explaining to each other that it was the music that went round and round.
Not their heads?
It could have been. The year in which American journalists popularized the expression G-men.
In contrast to 94, 1944, the year in which American GIs popularized the expression G-women. Boy.
1935 was the year in which Maxie Bear was the heavyweight champ.
Later ex-champ, courtesy of James J. Braddock.
Mm-hmm. Another heavyweight contender was the Colossus Carnera, thus making it the year in which gag writers put the accent on gag by turning out the wheeze, "Hey, Joe, I hear Bear's going to fight in purple tights."
"That's right, Mo, and I hear Carnera's fighting Bear."
Well, things like that are hard to forget.
Can't possibly. But lucky our next Mississippi medley song was easy to remember.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, "I'll always love you." I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, and so hard to forget.
1935. Dutch Schultz was fatally shot between West Newark and East Orange. The Saar Valley was returned to Germany, and Noel Card wrote Mad About the Boy, a sophisticated ballad still popular in Manhattan.
Not very big in Brooklyn.
Not
recently. But we hope that way out there in the timberlands of Flatbush and Greenpoint, that they still like to croon soon.
Soon, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, there'll just be two of us. Soon, you and I will borrow the moon for just the two of us. Sweetly and so discreetly, we'll be completely alone. No other world, only our own. Now we must be contented with schemes about the two of us. Yet we can have our sweet scented dreams that will come true of us. For presently and pleasantly our hearts will be in tune. So soon, maybe not tomorrow, but soon.
Concluding melody in our Mississippi medley is one of Stephen C. Foster's most beloved. Way Down Upon the Suwannee River was written in 1851, when it costs $2 a day to stop at the country's smartest hotels.
Costs that much now to use the umbrella rack, huh?
The cheaper places, yes.
The smaller
in 1851,
joints.
8 pairs of English sparrows were imported in hopes that they'd multiply and destroy caterpillars.
Too bad they never got around to the caterpillars.
Never
made 1851.
Yeah. Australian miners discovered gold.
And Southerners discovered that Stephen C. Foster was a Yankee. Well, it's easy enough to see why they forgave him when they heard melodies such as Suwannee River.
Way down upon the Swanee River. Far, far away. There, where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation,
about does it for the old crap music hall this evening. But between now and the end of the month, friends, let's all get in step with the President's March of Dimes. Let's help with as many thin dimes as we can, and don't forget that folding money is acceptable, too. Even war doesn't strike down as many children as this terrible enemy the March of Dimes is fighting, infantile paralysis or polio. So let's get those dimes and as much of the long green as we can to the President in the White House or to the local infantile paralysis chapter. The time to join the March of Dimes is now. Good night, all.
Music Hall next Thursday at this same time with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our merry, mad musical guests, the Andrews Sisters.
If you pack lunches, surprise that hard-working man in your family with some taste-tingling treats made with Kraft Salad Mustard. Here are two appetizing suggestions. Blend in tangy golden Kraft Salad Mustard to make an extra tasty filling for deviled eggs. Or mix Kraft Salad Mustard with cream cheese and salad dressing to make a zippy spread for sandwiches. Serve this other popular favorite, too. Kraft Mustard with nippy horseradish added. Don't forget, put both of these tangy Kraft-quality mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
National Broadcasting Company.